because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W Smith Show. You know, I think as everyone knows, we track population numbers here in the state of Michigan as we do across the country. And it's really interesting, while many other counties in the state are declining in population, for example, Wayne County dropping significantly between 2010 and 2020. But while the east side of the state is experiencing a lot of population decline, the west side of the state of Michigan is actually seeing increases. Kent County grew by 9.2% from 2010 to 2020. Ottawa County grew by 12.3% and so on. Grand Rapids being a big driver. The city of Grand Rapids is really burgeoning and coming on the scene more and more and more. That's been happening, of course, for a while. Really an exciting place and a lot of culture and arts and, of course, educational opportunities there. Lots of businesses moving into the region there on the west side of the state, in particular in Grand Rapids. And so we're seeing a real boom in population there. And Rachel Watson, reporter for Cranes, is covering the story, and she's bringing us the details. Rachel, tell us about this.
Yeah, so I started thinking about 2020 census numbers in Michigan while I was researching for another story a few weeks ago. And my editors and I, my editor's in Detroit and I'm in Grand Rapids, and he knew that Wayne County's population dropped between 2010 and 2020. And I only knew anecdotally, just from living in Grand Rapids, that the area was growing. But we wanted to know what the actual numbers were. And I really didn't expect such dramatic increases for all of West Michigan. Kent County grew by 9.2%. In that decade, Ottawa grew by 12.3%, Allegan by 8.2%, and Muskegon County by 2.1%. And every major suburb of Grand Rapids grew anywhere from 3 to 28% in that decade.
That's really amazing. And of course, some of it is, you know, seemingly the obvious, and that is that Grand Rapids has become an amazing, amazing city to live in, and the surrounding areas are all benefiting from Grand Rapids' emergence as a great place to live. Is that what this is all about? Is there more to it? Can you give us some detail?
Yeah, so as someone who's lived here for over 15 years, nothing really that I heard from the folks that I interviewed for the piece really surprised me too much. They said that some of it is people coming back to their roots because there are suddenly new job opportunities in the area. They have been living in places where the cost of living is no longer affordable, and they want to come back to their family roots to raise their own families, and the cost of living makes that possible for them. And then we have people coming from other parts of the Midwest and from the South who are also here for jobs, but they also love the four seasons and the natural beauty of the region, the proximity to Lake Michigan, and again, the cost of living.
You know, I think it is to be expected. I mean, Grand Rapids is this very contemporary city that, you know, it's got a lot of modern amenities. It's, you know, a city that has really emerged largely in the last few decades, as opposed to one that is going through kind of a rebuild of itself. This is one where lots of the favorable aspects of Grand Rapids are actually being developed for the first time over the last few years and currently. And so developers there are being able to really make an impact and make a mark in a very contemporary way, really meeting kind of the demands and expectations of the population today. So it has this kind of modern, cool feel to it. And it's a city that, of course, has lots of cultural happenings going on that it can offer to families and to people in Grand Rapids. Lots of new job openings, corporations moving there as well. And it's just a very exciting, dynamic place to be right now.
Yeah, it's correct. You may know this, but the city was built around the furniture industry.
Mm-hmm.
The river was a huge way of transporting the wood needed for making furniture. And a lot of the old buildings that are downtown used to be furniture factories or warehouses. Those are now being converted into housing as all the furniture manufacturing is moved out to the suburbs. So what we have going on now is more people moving to downtown for the culture and the arts, like you said, And the top industries downtown are now healthcare and construction, business and professional services. We know the growth of Medical Mile over the last 15 years has just been explosive. So I used to live in a fringe neighborhood of downtown and every day see the doctors and nurses walking past my apartment. And it's just so obvious if you live there for any length of time, which industries are really booming.
Yeah, very exciting place to live. You picked a good spot.
Thanks.
That's for sure. You're happy. It's home, right?
Yes. Yep. I can talk about this all day long.
Yes, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can. Lucky you, you're in a place that you love, and that is the best.
I think that spirit of public-private cooperation really undergirds the growth of all of the industries that I mentioned. The creation of an industry cluster around healthcare, Medical Mile, and the diversification of manufacturing and just any other industry that you can think of. The private sector and the public sector are more than willing to come together to collaborate on policy and just being open to helping transplants to the region thrive, even if it isn't convenient or takes a lot of hard work.
Well, and that kind of attitude and spirit of cooperation, as we all know, really does lead to progress and openness and welcoming new people into the community very effectively. Rachel Watson, we appreciate it very much. You're a reporter for Cranes Detroit, based in Grand Rapids, loving your town. We're going to run to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.